Okay, in the art scroll, we are page 275, smack in the middle of the page, four lines in, Derech Mushal. Derech Mushal, thank you. In the Feldheim green, it is page Tzadi Dalad 94 on the bottom paragraph, Derech Mushal. So the world we are in right now is a beautiful world of the Ramchal. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. Just to give a quick background for those who are joining, and a little chazara right for the first time now, and a chazara for all of us, that precious that we're talking about is in the world of gray. It's the world of gray. It's not black and white. That's why it's a very most important. It's in the level of chasidus, and it's all about the physical, your physical. It's not about an avera and a mitzvah. It's about the gray area, as he's going to say in a second. And he starts us all very well. Derech Mushal, for example, Michael and Mishta, Kishanuku Mikol Isur Achila, Glot Kosher. Glot Kosher, the most kosher chicken and wine and meat and everything that you can eat is beautiful. And all you can eat, Festa. Hine Mutarimhein is Mutter. Omnam, however, Miloy HaKeres, when you fill yourself up, Moshe Chachrof Prikas Ol. The natural thing when you eat a lot, is it natural, Vayishman Yeshurun Vayivat. I don't think he uses that as a pasuk, but that's what happens. You become shamein, and then you rebel. That's what happens. So the more a person eats, Umishta Ayayin Moshe Chachrof Aznus. When a person drinks alcohol, that causes negative things when it's illicit relationships, arayas, znus, ushar dvarim rayim, and it causes people to get angry, causes negative things. Nothing wrong with drinking, nothing wrong with eating, nothing wrong with having a smorgasbord with all of the kosher mahadran. But what happens is something will happen afterwards. Kol shkein shbiyos adam margalas v'lispom achiyoshia. Now, especially if you're used to, and this is a little bit our generation, we have this, where you fill up a plate, and you could have seven slices of pizza. You could have all the food, right? There's a concept. You tell our grandparents, you tell the generation before, there's an all-you-can-eat. So I don't know about you guys. I could just talk about myself. When you go to when I do an all-you-can-eat, I haven't done it in a while, right? We're learning here a little bit. You come from precious and these things. It might make you want to have an all-you-can-eat, right? Because you're right. If you get triggered from this stuff, you're going to want to eat more sometimes. Okay, good. That's not for now. But when you do an all-you-can-eat, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this, but you want to make sure you eat more to get your money's worth. So you're not going to be like, oh, I'm full. You're going to be like, yeah, I'm full. But there's another, I want to eat more. That's what he says. So what happens if you don't have what you need? You're going to get upset. What, you think when you get married is a little bit off the usual grid of the way we talk, but it's okay, we're talking precious. What, you think when you eat all these delicacies and all the good stuff, so you get married and your wife, for the first time, cooks for you her chicken recipe from her grandmother, and you're like, is Uber Eats around now, right? What are you going to say? You're going to say, I'm not used to this. I want Chinese. I want a good steak. I want that. That affects a person when you eat. Nothing wrong. Totally mutter. But you start becoming accustomed to certain things, says Ramchal. So now I got to make sure that I buy the choicest of meat. I got to make sure I get my meat flown in from America, my suitcase of real good food, right? Flown in. I can't go ahead and just have second class, third class thing. That won't affect you. It's not going to affect your parnasa. It's not going to affect the person's, right, what he's doing and how much money he makes, what you get used to. That's what he says. And then you have to have all the guests from yeshiva over. You have to have all your buddies over. You have to have everybody over and impress them with good wine. I mean, that becomes expensive. Vagozel, what does it bring you to? You might steal averus, umishamalashvuas, v'chol shar hachatoim. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. Where does it start? Where do our averus start from? That's where they start from. Averus don't start from where we think they start. It starts from that innocent piece of meat and little cup of wine. That's where it starts from. Now, I'm not saying don't have meat and don't drink wine. That's not what I'm saying, because Ramchal is going to tell us differently. He's not going to tell us. It's not, remember, black and white. If it were black and white, everybody would ask the classic question. So how much meat am I allowed to have this week? The answer is, I don't know. It's your, that's your question for yourself. What happens? Suddenly you're not davening so well. So Mamish, our conversation last night, anyone who was here for the post-conversation a little bit, it suddenly goes into your learning, your davening, and then you go to your therapist and you say, what's wrong with me? It's nothing to do with your therapist. Maybe it has to do with how much meat and wine you've been drinking, right? But why am I drinking wine? Says the Holy Ramchal, right? See the hashpa I got from the Rosh Yeshiva, Avrami and David, you see the hashpa you get? If you didn't go ahead and you didn't first start with all of these problems, you wouldn't end up with all your other problems. By the way, we're only 6 minutes and 26 seconds in. I might wrap it up now just to show how powerful 7 minutes is in a person's life. I'm the Torah Solv Da'itai. What's the Ben Sora Moro? I know what's going to be in the end. You start off this way, you end up that way, right? They say with the Yetzirah. See, Yetzirah is long term. Yetzirah is not short term. You let him in a little bit, right? We're getting ready for Pesach soon. That's why the Isser of Chametz is Bimashu, because it represents the Yetzirah. And the Yetzirah never comes in that last thing. He comes in little, tiny, little by little. Chein al inyan aznus amru. We're going to end off over here with 7 minutes and 14 seconds. What does it say? Somebody who sees someone, Rachmana Litzlan, who had the worst, Eishes Ish. Mamish Chayev Misa. Chayev Misa in Bezdin. Where did it start from? It started from a glass of wine. It started from mutter, and then you end up with isser. 7 minutes and 43 seconds will change your life and will keep the Yetzirah away and at bay. How do I pause that? Just hit that?